Okay, good evening. Welcome in the session about the business connectivity services. I'm happy that there's still so many people in the room right here on this hour. Promise you that I will not disappoint you with this session. My name is Levin Iliano. I'm working for training company U2U. I'm a partner and a trainer at U2U, and I'm mainly focused on the SharePoint technology. So a couple of months ago, we started with SharePoint 2010 trainings at U2U, and I'm very excited to show you one of the new features in SharePoint 2010, which is the business connectivity services. Okay, so what we will talk about in this session is I will first quickly start with an introduction in SharePoint 2010, what are the main key features in 2010, and then we will quickly jump to the business connectivity services. I will show you what the architecture is, I will show you what the improvements is if you compare it with the previous version, and then we will look at the most important thing, maybe the building blocks in the business connectivity services, which are the external content types. Yeah. So after the external content types, I will show you how to present them in SharePoint, how to present them in Office, and we will do this with an external list. We will do this with WebArts. We will integrate it in the Office clients, in Outlook, and I will show you a quick demo about how to integrate it in Excel. Okay, so let's get started. So I will talk about business connectivity services, which is one of the features you have in SharePoint 2010, the new version of SharePoint, which will be released in a couple of weeks, couple of months before summer is what they officially say. So if you look at SharePoint 2010, you'll see on this slide, you'll see the pie and you see the most important key features in SharePoint 2010. So SharePoint 2010, but also 2007, is all about sites. Yeah, creating sites, creating internet sites, maybe mobile sites, collaboration sites, and so on. It's about communities, connecting with your colleagues, exchanging data, finding the right people. It's about content, document management, web content management. It's about search, of course, finding the correct data, finding the correct information, and it's about insights. Yeah, having the right reports, having an insight in your data that is stored in your enterprise. And the part we will look at today is the composites part. So every feature you have in SharePoint is put in one of those pieces of the pie. And we will look at the composite part. Yeah. So what is the composites part? SharePoint is not only a finished product. No, you can also build your own solutions on top of it. So that is grouped in this part of the pie. Yeah, so you can build on top of SharePoint your own solutions. Yeah, you can do this by writing code, and you'll see, you maybe know that it's also possible without writing code. You have really powerful tools like SharePoint Designer to create solutions. You can use the browser, and in the browser you can do a lot of things with SharePoint. And one of the things that is inside this composites part is the business connectivity services. Yeah, the business connectivity services is formerly known as the business data catalog in SharePoint 2007. So it's the next version of the BDC, the business data catalog. They've changed the name. And what it will enable you to do is it enables you to grab external data and integrate this in the SharePoint UI and integrate it in your Office clients. So the business connectivity services is lets you create reusable components, yeah, that integrate external data in SharePoint, and you can use those components, those building blocks, to build your own solutions. Yeah, you can integrate it in search, you can integrate it in workflows, you can visualize it with WebArts, you can integrate it in Outlook. Okay, so, and everything is centralized, is managed on a central place. So that's a good idea. That's a good point for the IT people. They have one central place where they can manage all their external data connections, their external data sources. They can configure it right there, change it over there. They can change the security and so on. Okay, so this is a very important slide. This is the business connectivity services architecture. Yeah. So what you see at the bottom, first of all, at the bottom you see to which kind of external data sources you can connect. You can connect to any kind of line of business data. You can connect to web services, but also all the more powerful web services, WSStar services. You can go to WCF services. You can go to databases and so on. Yeah. So that is what you can do with the BCS. And how do you do this? You will do this by creating external content types. You need to define those external data sources by defining external content types. So there's a repository, yeah, inside SharePoint where you will store those external content types. Yeah. Once you've defined those external content types, you can use it in external lists. You can use it in the user profiles. You can integrate it in search, integrate it in workflows, and so on. The tools we can use to build those things, those external content types, are Visual Studio and SharePoint Designer. You can see it on the left. Those are the two tools. Yeah. SharePoint Designer will let you go to SQL Server databases and to web services, WCF services. With Visual Studio, you have more flexibility. Yeah, you can go to any kind of backend system with Visual Studio. What's also new in 2010 is there's also a runtime running in the Office clients. Yeah? So what you can do right now is you can reuse those external content types also in your Office clients. Yeah, you can out of the box integrate this in Outlook, for example, but if you want, you can also build your own solutions in Excel, build your own solutions in PowerPoint, for example, and visualize it over there. Okay, so if we compare it with the previous version, you will see that there are some investments done in the presentation part. Yeah, the presentation compared with the previous version is improved a lot. Yeah, you will see later on the external lists, for example, is one of the things, the integration with the Office clients. Connectivity. Yeah, one of the limitations we had in 2007 is that we could only read data. There was no way of writing data or updating data. And now in this version, we can go back and send our updates, do inserts, and do deletes in our backend systems. There's also improvement in the tools. Yeah? You don't need to go anymore to third-party tools to create your module for BCS. Now you can do it from within SharePoint Designer or from within Visual Studio 2010. Okay. So presentation, what is improved in presentation? The external lists and the integration with the Office clients. Of course, you still have the web parts, you still have the data column, you still have the integration with search. That's still there. Yeah? But this is what is new in 2010. Connectivity, read-write capabilities, and also there's a new connector. In 2007, two options. You create a module, and you could go for databases, yeah, or you could go for web services. Yeah? Now you have two extra options. You have a .NET connector, and you have a custom connector. You can also get that data, put it all offline, thanks to SharePoint Workspace. With SharePoint Workspace, you can go to one of your external content types and get it offline, work with it offline, and then later on synchronize back with your backend system. Okay, so this is a slide where you see the different connectors we have in the business connectivity services. So there's still the connector that is able to go to databases. Yeah, there's still the connector that is able to go to web services. But you'll see now it's improved. It supports also the WS Star services, the WCF services. And there's a connector that goes to a .NET assembly. So when SharePoint or Office would like to retrieve data, they will go to a .NET assembly. And of course, in your .NET assembly, you can do whatever you want. It's up to you to build that .NET assembly and implement the methods that SharePoint or Office will call. Yeah. And there's a custom connector. If you have a dynamic schema of data, you will use a custom connector. Okay, and then the tools, of course. Yeah, you will see that for any type of solution, you have the correct tools. Right now, you can go for SharePoint Designer and quickly, in a couple of minutes, create your external content types and integrate it in the UI. If you would like to have more flexibility, you can go to Visual Studio. Yeah, and you can go to any backend system. You can merge data from different backend systems and expose it in SharePoint or expose it in your Office clients. Okay. There's also lifecycle management, thanks to Visual Studio, thanks to SharePoint Designer. They will now create solution packages, SharePoint solution packages. Yeah? And a solution package is like an installation file for SharePoint, so you can just go with the solution package to a different server, your production environment, and install your solution over there. It's all automatically generated in Visual Studio 2010. Okay, so it all starts with external content types, yeah? Formerly known as BDC entities. So if you're familiar with BDC from 2007, SharePoint 2007, you should be familiar with this thing too. So it's a new name, it's external content types. And what do we do with external content types? Why do we need external content types? Those are the things that will describe the schema of our data. Yeah, an external content type will tell SharePoint, okay, I have a database located on that server. I have those tables and those columns in that database. So you will describe in your external content type the schema of your data. Not only the schema, but also how to connect to it. Yeah, and which way you'd like to connect with the credentials of the user. Yeah, or maybe you would like to map those credentials thanks to the secure store service to different credentials, Windows credentials, certificates, and so on. So it's also about how to connect to that data. Yeah? And it's also about how it behaves. What do you want to do with this data? How to retrieve it? What are the select options or the read methods you would like to implement? Do you want to have support for insert? Do you want to have support for update and delete? So that's also what you define in your external content type. Yeah? And then once this is defined, you need to deploy this to SharePoint in the external content type repository. So, and then from that moment on, you have the building blocks. People can use those building blocks to build their own solutions, integrated in Search, integrated in the SharePoint UI, integrated in the Office clients. Okay, so it all starts with that backend system, web services, databases, and thanks to .NET, you can go to whatever you want, and then you define your external content type, and then you have two options. You can go to the Office clients, and the Office clients can use those external content types to grab that data, or you can use it in SharePoint. Yeah, and SharePoint will use those external content types to grab the data. Okay, so how to create them? I will show you how to create them with Visual Studio. I will quickly open SharePoint Designer 2 to show you where you can create them in SharePoint Designer 2010. So those are two options. Third option is still, you can still import it. Like in SharePoint 2007, you can just have a module in XML, and you can just import this in the business data service. So once that's done, you can start using it. So where to use it? External list, maybe. You would like to integrate it in Search. You can integrate it in Word. You can integrate it in SharePoint Workspace to get it offline, and so on. So I have a screenshot with some integration examples. So you'll see you can just visualize it on the left. You can just visualize it in a list. You can go to Workspace. You'll see that in Outlook, you can integrate it with your contacts of what or with your tasks, in the search results, and in Word. So different options available right here. Okay, so what are the options or what are the tools that are available to build solutions with the business connectivity services? Yeah, if you go to a power user, he can quickly just create an external list, a new list type in SharePoint, and visualize his data. Yeah, he can connect his data with Outlook or with SharePoint Workspace. Yeah, the more advanced power user can maybe open SharePoint Designer and define those external content types. Yeah? Make a connection with the backend system, with the database, and define the external content types, define the methods available, yeah? And then this can be integrated in, for example, SharePoint, in workflows, in WebArts, and so on. More advanced scenario is for developers who are writing code, they will use Visual Studio. And with Visual Studio, you can implement an assembly, create an assembly, yeah, which will be used by the business connectivity services. So whenever you're going to retrieve some data, they will call a method in your assembly. And then, of course, in that method, you can do whatever you want. Okay? So those are the different scenarios. So you see what is different with Visual Studio. You will end up with a WSP, a solution package, and then you can just import this on whatever farm you'd like to import this on your production environment. A power user normally will go to the live server and will create it live on the server, and then you can still export it right now. So that's something new. You can now export that module from SharePoint Designer and use it in another environment. Okay, so let's get started, and I will start with a demo of creating an external content type in Visual Studio 2010. Okay, so I've prepared something, a solution, which is right here. I've already opened this thing. This is just an empty SharePoint project. So what I did is I created a new project, an empty SharePoint project. Yeah, why did I do this before? Because in the resources, I have the credentials of our Twitter account. What I would like to do in this demo is I would like to integrate with the Twitter account of U2U. Okay, so I will go to the Twitter account of U2U, integrate this, and then I will visualize this in different ways in Office and in SharePoint. Okay. So let's get started. First thing I will add right here is a new module, the business data connectivity module. Okay. And I will call this the UTU module. And I press enter. Okay. So what you will get in Visual Studio right now is a really cool designer. Yeah. With this designer, you can define your external content types. So you'll see it starts with an external content type, entity one. Okay, that's what you get out of the box. What kind of methods do you get? You get a read list and you get a read item. Read item will return one item, a read list can return multiple items. Okay. We're going to use the .NET assembly connector. So you'll see we have code right here. Yeah, and that's the code that will be used when SharePoint is calling one of those methods. Okay, so now it's up to me to change this module and change the code behind. Okay, so what I will do is I would like to start first with retrieving the messages from the Twitter account. So I will call this Twitter message. Twitter message. Okay, I've did some research and I've seen that every Twitter message, if you call the API, every Twitter message has a message ID. Okay, this is the message ID. Okay, and I will use those two methods. Later on, I will extend them. I will use the read list and I will use the read item. Okay, so at the bottom, you see the details of the methods. You'll see what the input and you'll see what the output is. If I go to the read list right here, you'll see that what will be returned, there's no input, there's only a return parameter. You see what will be returned is an entity list, a collection of messages. So I can modify this. I'm composing my module and I will modify this. Yeah? I will call this the Twitter message list. Twitter message list. Okay. What will happen is that he will return a collection of messages. Yeah, so represented by this entity right here, represented in code by this class. So what I will do is I will change the name of the class and I will call this Twitter message. Enter. Okay, so what do we have in here? By default, you get an identifier and a message. I will change this and I will add a property message ID. And I will add a property text. Like this. Okay. So this represents my Twitter message. Okay. Go back to my read list. This is my Twitter message list. You'll see right here in the BDC Explorer, you can explore the module that is created, the XML you get from 2007. This is still the same XML. Yeah, but you now have an explorer to navigate through the XML and you have a designer. So what I need to do in my module is I need to tell SharePoint how my messages will look like. So I will change the name of this one, Twitter message. So you'll see what will be returned in the read list is a Twitter message list, which is a collection of Twitter messages. And the Twitter message will have a message ID. Okay, and it will have some text. Okay. So I think that's it for the read list in my module. So my read item, what he will do, my read item, is he will, every time the read item will return one item, so we need to give it the ID of the message, and then he will give me the message back. Yeah. So this is the ID, the identifier that we will send. And what do we get back? The return parameter is an entity. This should be my message. So you can copy paste right here. I can copy this part and I can paste it over here. Okay. And this is now my module. Yeah, this is what I will give to SharePoint. Yeah, and every time SharePoint would like to get a list of items, they will call the read list. So what will happen is that SharePoint, whenever the read list is called, he will execute the following method. So there's a second class, the Twitter message service class. And in here, you see you have a read list, and you have the read item. Okay, so this is the code that will be executed. And right here, you can do whatever you want. The only thing you need to return is an enumerable of Twitter message. Pretty simple. Okay, so what I have is I will call the Twitter API, and I've downloaded a library from the Twitter website, this library right here, which enables you to call the Twitter services. So the only thing I need to do is I need to create an instance of Twitter API. API. I hope he finds the namespace. Okay, Jada, that's the name of the API I'm using. Twitter API. Okay, and I will call one of the methods, the get user timeline. This will return all the messages from the UT user. Okay, so like I've said, I've put my username and password in this resource file, so I don't need to visualize the password of the UTU account. So I go to resources and I use the username, and I go back to the resources to grab the password. And then I can define what the output should be. How do I want to return? How do I want to get the messages back? I'd like to get them back in an XML format. Okay, maybe I need to put it full screen. Okay. So I get it back as a string, but in that string I will have the XML. So I will call this string message data. Okay, go to the next line. Now I need to parse the XML. So I create an XDocument instance, import namespace, doc is xdocument.parse, and I parse the message data. Okay, next step is I'm going to query this XML. Yeah, so I have an XDocument instance. I will use the link queries to query this thing, and I will get messages back from message in doc dot, and I did some research, of course, root node root dot elements, give me all the elements with name, and it was status. You get a collection of status nodes back from that service. And what I will do is I will create new Twitter messages like this. Okay, and I will initialize the message ID, which is the element with the name ID, if I remember it correctly, and give me the value of this thing. And I will use a text and do the same thing right here. Grab from that XML, from every status node, I grab the text node and give me the value from that text node. Okay, so now I get a collection, an enumerable of Twitter messages. Yeah, and that's the thing that we need to return. Return messages, like this. Okay, so now I go to the Twitter API, and I will return this to SharePoint, or maybe the Office clients are calling this, return it to the Office clients. Yeah, the read list, that's the implementation of the read list. Let's go to the read item. Read item is a little bit more easy to do. I will just call the read list like this, and then I do a single to keep it simple. And give me the message where the message ID is equals to ID. Okay, and that's it. Okay, so those are the out-of-the-box services you get. If you want, you can now extend this. Yeah, let's exit the full screen mode. You can go right here to the BDC method details, and you can add new methods. So I can open this, and this is new. Yeah, in the previous version, you had ID numerator methods, you had finder methods and specific finders. Now you have the creator, the deleter, and the updater method to insert, to update, and to delete instances. So let me support creator. Yeah, so I would like to be able from within SharePoint or from within my Office clients to create a new message to update the status of the UTU Twitter account. So I do create, and everything I need is generated. Yeah, the only thing I need to do is double-click right here and implement this method. Yeah, I will not bother you with my typing again. I have some text files right here, or a Twitter message service, and I will just copy-paste this. Okay, so let's look at the code. What are we doing? We're calling the Twitter API again. That's something you need to do when you do an update with the Twitter API. And then I will do the update. I will do the update. So what I will do is I get a new Twitter message. So in SharePoint or in Office, you get a new Twitter message, and I will send it to Twitter. So right here in the update, I'm sending the text of this new Twitter message. I'm sending this to Twitter. Yeah. You get the message back as a result, the new message. Yeah, I'm going to do the same query, and I'm going to return the first. Normally, you should only have one item in the XML you get back right here or right here. Okay. So this should be it, I guess. The only thing I need to do is press F5. Or maybe I should show you what is happening right now. You see in Visual Studio 2010, you have templates for SharePoint, of course. And what those templates will do is they will generate for you the feature you need and the solution packages you need. So you'll see in Node Features, and because I'm creating a business connectivity service module, he's creating a feature to deploy this, yeah? And we have a solution package. And in this solution package, we have the feature. So with the package, we go to SharePoint, we deploy it, and during deployment, they will install the feature. Okay, is he busy? No, okay, let me show you this. This is the package. Still busy. Okay, so I did F5, and then he's deploying the whole thing. You can configure what should happen when you press F5, one of the configuration settings in your project. Okay. And now he starts Internet Explorer, and you can start with the web part, or you can start with external list. That's something I will show you in the next demo. Okay, maybe quickly stop debugging right here and show you the features, which is nice. You get a nice designer for features, yeah? Previous version of SharePoint, we were writing those things ourselves. Yeah? Now you get a nice designer, and you'll see that my U2U module is in the feature. Yeah, how do we deploy a feature? We put it in a solution package. Okay? Previous version, we need to write those things ourselves. Now it's all generated. Yeah, and we get a solution package. I can open the folder right here, go to the bin, debug folder. This is my WSP. This is a solution package. This is a thing you need to give to your IT administrators to install it on the production environment. Pretty simple. Okay, so that was the first step, creating my external content types. I can show you, I can open SharePoint Designer, and I can show you that those building blocks are now available for everybody. Everybody can start using it. Everybody with the right permissions, of course. So I can show you this. I can go to SharePoint Designer right here. The first time I'm calling the web services, so it takes a couple of seconds. Okay, and there's a new section right here, external content types. If I click on it, hopefully, fingers crossed, you should see my Twitter message external content type. Yeah, and right here from within SharePoint Designer, you can on top in this ribbon later on, you can create your own external content types, of course. Just click on new, and you get a wizard, and you have two options. You go to SQL Server, or you go to WCF Services. That's what you can do in SharePoint Designer. Okay, come on. Okay. So maybe it's almost there, I think. Okay, maybe first go back to the slides. So that's how you build it in Visual Studio. Pretty simple. Next step is how can we show this or use this in the SharePoint user experience? One of the new things we have are external lists. Yeah? You can show, you can use this data in a normal SharePoint list. Yeah, for a regular user, this just looks like a regular SharePoint list. Yeah? You have all the functionalities that normal lists are having. Yeah, you can sort, you can filter, you can group things, you can grade views, you can do insert updates, all in that external list. So an external list is a new list type in SharePoint 2010 that can display data from an external data source. Okay, so you'll see right here we have it, SharePoint Designer. There's my U2U module, Twitter message. Yeah, and that's one I've created myself in SharePoint Designer, and this just goes to a database. So now go back to the browser and try to visualize this. Okay, so this is a normal team site. This is the out-of-the-box team site you get in SharePoint. And what I will do is I will create a new list. Yeah, click on more options and you get a Silverlight control. And in the Silverlight control, you can specify the new list template. Okay, so I can go to list right here, and I can create an external list. So I select external list, and I click on create. And I will call this list messages. Okay. I click on this icon right here, and he shows a dialog where I can now select my external content types. So I select Twitter message, and I click on OK. So this will now be an external list that will display my UTU Twitter messages, hopefully. So and I click on create, and now have fingers crossed. And in a couple of seconds, depending on my internet connection too, of course, you should see all the messages from the UTU Twitter account in a list in SharePoint. Come on. Okay, maybe meantime go back to the slides. Okay, so hopefully we can come back to this external list and I can show you all the messages from the UTU account. So what other extra options an external list will give you is you can, with that data and that external list, you can connect to SharePoint Workspace. Now with SharePoint Workspace, you can grab data from list in SharePoint and download it, yeah, get it offline. So you can work with that data in an offline scenario and you can make some changes, update it, and then later on you can synchronize back. You can also, out of the box, connect to Outlook, something I will show you later on. You can connect to Outlook and use it as contacts, use it as tasks, as calendar items in Outlook, something you can do. So this is my demo of the external list. And finally, you'll see those are all the blog posts, or not the blog posts, those are all the messages on the UTU Twitter account. You can check this every time one of my colleagues is writing a blog post, we automatically add an entry on our Twitter account too. And hopefully, I'm not sure of it, but hopefully it should support inserts too. You see, because I have a creator method in my external content type, you will have the add new item link right here. Yeah. You will see if I open one of those existing messages, you will not be able to update it. I don't have an updater method. I only have an insert method. So I can fill in a message ID right here, but I'm not sending this to Twitter. Yeah. So this is something you can remove from the UI later on. Okay. And I can do live from tag days. Spell it correctly, of course. And I click on save. And now hopefully, if I go to the UTU Twitter account, you should see this message on the Twitter account. Okay, so you'll see network connection is a little bit slow. Oh, so there's an error. Okay, something went wrong, but the update, the remote server returned an error. Okay, doesn't matter. Normally it should work, believe me. Okay, so that was one of the things you can do. You can display it in an external list. Other options are still the web parts. You still have those web parts you have in 2007. Yeah, and there's still that data column. So you can go to an existing list, not an external list, and add extra columns, and the data in those columns can come from your external content types. Yeah. So what I will do is I will jump to a finished solution. I have right here a finished solution, this one. Let's open this one. And it's sort of less the same, but it's a little bit more extended. I have also Twitter users. Yeah. And there's an association between those two external content types. So let's open my module right here. And then you'll see what we have. I have a Twitter message. Yeah. And I have a Twitter user. Okay. I have a read list method in my Twitter user, and what it will do, the read list, is it will grab all the followers of the share of the UTU Twitter account. We get a list of everybody who's following the UTU Twitter account. Yeah? And there's also an association. So what I now can do is I can associate messages with a user. So I can click on one of the followers and see all the messages from that user. Okay. So what I will do is I will deploy this solution too. And I will, from now on, I will work with this solution. Okay, deploy succeeded. So that's a good thing. And I will have now two new external content types. What I will do is I will show you the web parts, how we can use them in the web parts. So we go back to the team site, wss.utucourse.com. He's doing a recycling of the apples. That's why it takes a couple of seconds every time. And what I will do is I have a document library right here, web part pages. And in this document library, I can add new web part pages. Okay, twitter.aspx. And I will show you the out-of-the-box web parts you get. So what I should be able to do right here is add a web part, and I will add two of the BCS web parts. I will add the business data list web part, plus I will add the business data related list. What I would like to achieve is that we can look at a list of the followers of the UTU account, click on one of the item or one of the followers, and see all the messages from that person. So this is the business data list, and now I select the business data related list. Okay, so I go to the business data list right here, open the tool pane, and I specify the type I would like to work with. And now you see the name of the module right here is T module. It has a different name. And you see we have the T module Twitter user, and I will click on OK. Okay, he will use the read list method. And I click OK. Now I hope I have a good internet connection to grab the data. Okay. That's the first one. Now the second one. This is the related list. So you can have a parent-child relation right now. So in the related list, I would like to see messages. Select this. Click on this icon again right here. And I will, where are my messages right now? Okay, that looks strange. Stop editing. Should have a relation between those two. T-module. Okay, I open the tool pane. Why isn't there? Okay, I don't know what's wrong right here. We have a relation between Twitter user and Twitter message. I've sometimes noticed that an IS reset can help again. Or closing the browser. Okay, so go back, try it again. Come on. So I'm restarting the site. IS has a reset. So he's loading all the templates again. And hopefully in a couple of seconds, there we have it. I can go back to my web part pages. I can go back to my Twitter page right here and open data related list. And let's have fingers crossed, but no, I'm not lucky today. Okay. I don't know what's wrong right here, but normally you should have a Twitter message right here too. Let's retract the solution. Okay, and I go back to the U2, the T module, and redeploy it. F5. Okay, could be that we have twice a Twitter message, that is the problem right now. So I open my Internet Explorer again. Wait for the site and I will try it again. Go to WebPart pages and hopefully I will be able to find the good one right now, and otherwise I will go on with the next demo. It's loading the Twitter users asynchronously. And now opening this thing. No, okay, so no luck for me. Let's go on. So normally what I would like to show you was that you can click on one of the users right here, yeah? And then by clicking on that user, you could see all the messages from that user. Okay, so let's go on. And with the Office clients. So I've showed you how to work with it in SharePoint. Now there's also a client runtime running in the Office clients. So you can integrate this business data in your Office clients. Out of the box, you can do a couple of things with Outlook, but if you would like to use it in Word or in PowerPoint or in Excel, you need to write some code. Okay. So how is it working? What will happen is that you can SharePoint can generate you an installation file, yeah, a setup, which will install the external content type in a local copy, a local cache you have running on your client machine. Yeah, it's a service, the BCS sync service, yeah, and he's using a SQL compact edition database. Yeah, and what he can do is in there he will store the definition of your external content type, plus he can also store an offline version of your data. So if you're writing data, you have the option to use online data or offline data. You can go directly to your backend system or you can work with that cached version. Okay, so you see that's what I've showed you a couple of slides back. There's a second part that I can add. This is the client runtime, which runs in the Office clients. Yeah, and there's a database, SQL Server Compact Edition database. Yeah, and that's used to store a local copy of it. And the clients will not use SharePoint to go to your backend systems. They will go directly to your backend systems. So they don't need SharePoint to do this. Okay, so first of all, let me show you how to integrate it out of the box. How can you, out of the box, integrate those things with Outlook, for example? Let me create a new list. More options. Let me create a new list, an external list. Click lists, that's easier. Select external list, and I will create a list with all the followers of the U2 account. Okay, still I have right here my Twitter message and there's an association between those two. So normally it should work. But I select this one, click on create, and I will have a list which shows me all the followers. Okay, you will see on top of that external list that you have in the ribbon a button connect to Outlook. You will have another one connect to SharePoint Workspace. Yeah. So you can connect it with Outlook, but the first thing you need to do before you can connect is you need to map your external content type to one of the item types in Outlook. So you can map it to a contact, to task, appointment, and post. How can you do this? Yeah. You go to SharePoint Designer. And in SharePoint Designer, you click on your external content type. So I'm refreshing this view, and hopefully I will see my Twitter users, and then I can configure it. Okay, so those are the list of all the followers right here. I can go to SharePoint. Designers, he's refreshing the view. Okay, so those are the buttons I'm talking about right here. Sync connect to Outlook and sync to SharePoint Workspace. Yeah, but you will see if you now click on connect, it will not work. First thing you should do is right here, click on your Twitter user. This is the external content type that I would like to map to Office. So he's retrieving the information from the BCS service. Okay. He's doing this with the web services, so again, I did a nice reset, so all the web services are restarted. Takes a while before they are available. And right here I see my Twitter user. Yeah. So what I now can do is I can map this to a contact, for example. Can map this to a contact of Outlook. And then what I need to do is, of course, I need to tell Outlook, okay, in Twitter you have every Twitter user has a screen name, has a name, maybe an email address, maybe something else. You need to map this with data from Outlook. So that's what I will do right now. Yeah, I will make a mapping between the data I get from Twitter, which is not that much. Yeah, you see Twitter user if I go to the code. So right here, Twitter user, in my implementation, just a screen name and a name. That's it. That's the only information I'm retrieving from Twitter. So what I will do right now in the wizard that will pop up is I will create that mapping. I will create that mapping between my Twitter user and my Office contact. Okay. And there we have the wizard, hopefully. Again, a progress bar. Come on. Almost there. Come on. Hope it's finished before the movie starts right here. Come on, wizard. Okay, finally. That's a wizard. I just need to go to this thing, return promises. That's what I get back from the read item. I get an item back with a screen name and a name. Yeah. So the screen name is your account in Twitter. And what I will do is I can now map, yeah, those things I get back from Twitter to Office, to Outlook, my contact in Outlook. So I can say, okay, screen name, let's say there's no real screen name in Outlook, of course, but let's map this with first name. And then the name, let's map this one with last name. But of course, if you get your data from a CRM or an HR application, you have different properties right here, and you can nicely map them with everything you have in Outlook. So I can click on finish, and that's the mapping. The only thing I need to do, don't forget to do this, save. Still need to save this thing. Now he's saving this in the BDC metadata store. Okay, so now I should be able to go back to my external list with the followers. Yeah, and I should be able to click on connect to Outlook. Um, Okay, I hope this will work. Doesn't look that good. Okay, so let's have fingers crossed if it works. I click on followers right now. Okay, click on list. And now what you will see is that you can connect to Outlook. Okay, and this is not working. So I have a plan B. Maybe I need to switch to this machine right here and show you this on this machine. Okay, so let's create that list again. Well, let's open SharePoint Designer. Let's check the mapping. I'll open the site, HTTP. And I will do that thing again. To authenticate to the web services. And then I will try to do the same thing. So I go to external content type. I will make the mapping with Outlook, with a contact. Okay, so this is my Twitter user. Looks a little bit faster, this one. So select contact, click on read item. Okay, this one goes better, this machine. So I make the mapping again. So what I did was the first name, and then I do the last name. Name was last name, right here. Finish, and I save it. And let's hope we don't get any errors right here. I think we had a version problem on the other machine. Okay, much better this one. So I go back to my site, and I will create an external list right now with the followers. Create followers. And I select my external content type. Okay, Twitter user. That was the one, indeed. And I click on create. So now we get this list, and my external content type is already configured to connect with Outlook. So the only thing I should do is click on that button. He will create me a ClickOnce application. You just install the ClickOnce by clicking once, and then you should have it available in Outlook, hopefully. Okay, there we have the data. You see the screen name and then the names of everybody who's following the UTU account. Now let's have fingers crossed. This should be configured correctly. Okay, and there you get the ClickOnce application. He generates an installer. You just need to click on install, and he will install it in Outlook. So this takes a couple of seconds, not that much, to install it, and you will see normally notification at the bottom right here when it's finished. Preparing Outlook for external list. Okay, he's starting Outlook. Don't need to do, oh, Forgot to set up an email account. Would you like to configure an email account? No. Continue with no email support. Okay, and he's adding your contacts from Twitter. And you see, if I now go to contacts right here, you see I have my followers. And those are contacts in Outlook. Yeah. Of course, it's not very exciting. I forgot to retrieve the email addresses of those guys. But you'll see we have the first name and the last name. First name is a screen name. Last name is their complete name in this case. Okay. So you'll see you can integrate this in Outlook. You have now an offline copy of this data too. You can, even if you have insert support or update support, you can now update this, yeah, and go back to your backend systems. Yeah. So that is what you get out of the box. You get out of the box, you get Outlook. Yeah. Out of the box, you get Workspace, and you can use it in Word too. If you would like to do something in Excel, you need to implement this yourself. Okay, so let's go to the slide. We were almost at the end right here. I was talking about this thing right here. Okay, so I've showed you what is available out of the box. Yeah. If you now would like to integrate this in Excel, you need to write code. Yeah. So that's what I will do. I will now, in the final demo, I will use the client runtime in Office clients. So what I will do is I will start Visual Studio. Not starting it. Start Visual Studio. And what I will create is an add-in for Excel. And in this Excel add-in, I will use the client runtime. I will call the client runtime, and I will try to grab my followers again. OK, so I click on File or New Project directly right here. Okay, and I select Office 2010, and I select Excel 2010 add-in, and I will call this the UTU Twitter add-in. And I click on OK. So what I would like to do is I would like to create maybe a new ribbon, yeah, put a button on there on the ribbon. When you click on it, use that external content type and integrate all the followers in the Excel sheet. So this is my add-in project. You can very easily right-click right here and do Add New Item. And I will add a new visual ribbon designer. Visual designer for ribbons. Just call this ribbon one, doesn't matter. You get a designer. So from the toolbox, I will now grab a button. Hopefully, we get some controls too in the toolbox. Okay. Okay, so let's just grab the button. Okay, I double click and I get an event handler. So if you click on that event handler, I would like now to add data that comes from external content type. So I've prepared a file. Start right here, Twitter Excel. That's the one I need. Okay, right click, add existing item in this case. This is the part, Twitter Excel. Okay, so it's pretty simple. I will show you the code in a second. I just need to do right here, let's, what's the name of the class? It's Twitter. So I just need to do Twitter, import a namespace. Okay, get some light right here. Twitter T, it's new Twitter. And then I believe there's a method with the name show, and that's the only thing I need to do, show it. So let's go to this thing. Yeah, and you'll see, first of all, there's some references missing. So I will add a reference. First of all, change the properties of my project. Let's check. This is a .NET 4 full version. I don't know if this is necessary. Change it to the full version. Let's check the build. Build any CPU. Okay, that's good. And I now need to add some references. No service reference, a normal reference. Add reference to assemblies, you get client side. So I can right here open Windows Explorer, and if you install Office, you get this thing right here, Office, Microsoft Office, Office 14, and from this folder I need to add some assemblies. Okay, so I click on Browse, go to this folder, and if I'm right, let's go to Business, okay, Microsoft Business Data, that's one of them. I need the Office Runtime, and there's also something with Business Data, I guess, this one. So those are the three assemblies I need to add, and that should be it. Okay, so this is what you need. Those assemblies are necessary to work with that client object module. So let's look at the code. Yeah, and this is the code. This is what will happen. When I execute the show, I just execute this method. And what this method will do is it first starts with a remote shared file backed metadata catalog. Okay, that will go to that local service, that local catalog. Yeah, I have that installation file. By using that installation file, I'm installing my external content type on my local client machine. So I will not have out of the box all the external content types from SharePoint. No, only those that you've installed on your client machine will be available. So I go to this catalog, and I will get any LOB system. Yeah, your module has a LOB system, and my external content types are part of this LOB system. Yeah, and I go to the T module. Yeah, that's the one that I've deployed. It was in the T module. Yeah, and what I do is I get my LOB system instance, and then I get the entities, and the entities are your external content types. And what I'm doing right here, get entities, I get a collection of entities, and I just pick the, I do a move next, and I pick the first one. Give me the first one. Yeah, and then it's all a little bit plumbing I'm doing right here. I create a data table. Yeah, I'm creating a data table, and I define the columns I need. So I will navigate through my entity, and based on the properties in my entities, I will create columns in my data table. And then I add it with all the data I have. So right here, I'm executing the method to grab the data. And if I scroll to the right, this is maybe important, operation mode. And I specified online. By specifying online, I will not use a local cache. I will go directly to my backend system. I will go directly to Twitter. So you have the option. You can go directly to online to Twitter, or you can work with the offline copy of the data, the cached version of the data. Okay? And then I have a refresh sheet, and he will display everything in my sheet, hopefully. So the only thing I need to do is pressing F5. Failed. Still missing something. Where is this coming from? Using... Okay, and there we get Excel. Okay, and there we have a ribbon. I didn't change the name. You see it's button one. I click on button one, and then hopefully he will execute the code, go to the local catalog, check which external content types we have in there, grab the first one, based on the first one, create a data table, and then go online, grab the data, and now integrate it in Excel. Okay, and that's the result. Takes a couple of seconds because of the internet connection at home. At work, this went much faster. But you'll see, this is the client runtime, which runs in all the Office clients, and you can build, create add-ins, yeah, get the external content types in your Office clients on your local client machine, and work with it just like in the way you're working with it in SharePoint. Okay, so that was the final demo. Maybe good thing to end with is giving you an overview of all the features and in which version of SharePoint or in which edition of SharePoint they will be available. The good thing is that in SharePoint Foundation 2010, you will now have BCS. Yeah, so the Business Connectivity Services is now part of SharePoint Foundation, yeah, which is the next version of Windows SharePoint Services. Yeah. So that's what you get for free. You get the BCS for free, you get the external list, external data column. Yeah. What do you get on top if you buy SharePoint Server 2010? You get the secure store service to do the authentication. And now I go with my credentials, or I'm hard coding the credentials in my .NET assembly. But with the secure store service, you can map credentials. Yeah, you can say, okay, user, you can go with your credentials directly to the backend system, or you map it. Yeah, and you can use Windows credentials, certificates, whatever you want. You have the external data search, of course. In the server, you have search engine. You can nicely integrate it. And if you go to the Office clients, you need the SharePoint Server 2010 too. Okay, so those were all my demos. The takeaways for today is I hope I've convinced you that thanks to Visual Studio 2010 and thanks to Business Connectivity Services, you can, in a very easy way, integrate your external data in SharePoint. And now you have read-write capabilities. So that's very powerful. And not only SharePoint, but also in the Office clients. Yeah. So everything I've done today, all the demos I've showed you, I will make them available tomorrow on the UTU Blog Center. So you can go to this address, blogs.utu.be, to download all the demos of today. I hope you've enjoyed my demos. I hope you're convinced of the power of BCS in SharePoint. And maybe, hopefully, see you maybe next year. Thank you.